It's Friday, August 8th, 2025. I am your host, Alex Jones. Prepare yourselves.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
We are entering the 100th and 99th day, going into the 200th day of the return of President Trump. And we have a lot of spectacular information to cover today, and then a lot of incredible information that nobody's really focusing on that didn't hit yesterday. So we've got a very, very full plate, so I've cleared the deck of guests so that we can cover all this news and take your phone calls. Now, people really aren't focusing on the chikungunya virus that's mosquito-borne out of China, and all of Bill Gates' bizarre behavior that is going on, releasing mosquitoes everywhere that are being connected to outbreaks. We're going to be looking at that, but China is back to its lockdowns, back to its hysteria, and it works with its globalist counterparts to try to launch this hysteria all over the world. We'll be looking at the chikungunya situation. Obviously, we're going to be looking also at China. Speaking of China, says they've talked to the Russians, and the Russians have already been public themselves, and that they have a deal with the Trump administration to end the war, but Zelensky must be gotten on board. Well, Zelensky came out today and said, okay, I'm ready for peace. But he always goes back on what he says he's going to do, as everybody knows. Took him 9 times to finally follow through on the mineral deal, which is what the Russians want, so the U.S. comes into that vacuum and not NATO. They want to deal with the U.S. It's made oil futures plunge, and oil prices, gas prices start going down even faster than the last 200 days of Trump being in office. Due to this, this is a very exciting information, obviously. Now we have the corporate media all over the place having to retract when they said that Melania Trump is in the Epstein list. And I nailed that when this all started 34 days ago. A few days in, and I'm having the archivist find it. You've all heard me say it probably 500 times. But when I first said it, I said, I guarantee you it's going to be recycled stuff that they tried 8.5 years ago. And it's going to be that she was a whore working for Epstein. Totally not true. No connection. Didn't introduce him to Trump. Didn't introduce her to Trump. And now they've all had to apologize, including Carville. Hunter Biden, a literal pedo crackhead, is still running around saying it. And I think Trump ought to sue that crackhead's ass. But I knew it. I knew it. I had an instinct that that's why Trump was so pissed off when he found that what was left in the FBI files was a bunch of crap. And it's Jane Doe's that were all fake, turned out to not be real women that he supposedly raped with Epstein. We already been through all this, folks, and I've learned how they operate. They recycle stuff. And so we saw Trump acting so guilty, and I came out and said, this is insane. It's going to draw a Streisand effect. I've never seen any evidence. If I see it, I'll tell you. And now we understand a little bit more about that. But I still say that's the wrong thing to do. I understand they just left a bunch of disinfo in the different files and court cases. Those cases were run by Comey's daughter to limit what came out. So I understand it's a barrel of snakes. But Trump's got to articulate that. And he's done that a little bit, and then his poll numbers went back up. And then he comes back out 2 days ago and says, oh, it's BS, it's all crap, it's all a hoax. I know it's not. You're saying the way the media is rolling it out against you is a hoax, and of course that is. But you don't respond to that. When they accuse you of being a Russian agent, you responded and said it wasn't true. And now it's been all vindicated. You didn't just say, don't look at it. Don't discuss it. If you'd have done that, Trump, they would have been able to impeach you as a Russian agent with no evidence. My God, this is not rocket science. All right, I got a ton of the news, massive transmission. Remember, you're the Paul Revere's. Share the live feed right now on X for Alex Jones on Rumble, on the Alex Jones channel, and InfoWars.com/show. You just saw an ad for methylene blue. Tell people the short-term effect and then now the long-term effect.
Yeah, it gives you a good energy boost. I use it before I work out. So if I'm going to be doing kettlebell workouts, like I do some methylene blue about a half hour before. Gives you mental focus. I don't crash afterwards. That's good stuff. I need some more.
How fast did it kick in?
About 15, 20 minutes. I take about a half hour before my workout.
And then you're saying you're almost out of the bottle. Was that 3 weeks ago, a month ago?
Yeah, something like that. Give me the liquid and the pills, too.
You're almost out of both?
Yeah, I'm almost out of both.
Oh, my goodness. Well, all right. I'll give you more. Right. For the audience, we can't give it to everybody. We need your support, theultrashort.com. For me personally, the first week I got on it, I actually started to hurt myself because the workouts were so crazy. My trainer goes, dude, what's going on? Like 3 days into it. I go, I don't know. I
like it better than doing like a five-hour energy shot because those will make you crash afterwards. This doesn't have the crash.
So you've had no crash.
Right.
If you'll just try, you'll be hooked, and we can fund the operation. It's a win-win. Now's the time. Get the methylene blue, bare minimum, thealkstore.com.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
August 8th, 2025. I am your battle-hardened host, Alex Jones, coming to you from the center of Texas, literally, in the heart of the resistance, in the epicenter of the global revolution against the New World Order. We did it! This audience of activists, this crew, the 31-year quest has delivered spectacular victory when it comes to the issue of awakening. And now you're beginning to claw back human liberty and freedom and resisting tyranny at every level. All right, I got to say it just up front here. Paradoxically, people get mad at things Trump does and the things we don't agree with, and I'm the first to do it when the evidence is there to get him back on course. And most of the time we're able to get him back on course. But when I look at the other influencers, the other talk show hosts and people, they're either totally mindlessly saying don't question anything out of the administration, which is the worst course. No, we brung it. It's ours. We run it. That's the worst thing. And then you've got the lesser of evils doing nothing but bitching and complaining and demoralizing people and saying there's no hope and we're all been totally screwed, on and on and on. Both of those are not true and they're unhealthy. When you support the good stuff Trump and the people in his administration are doing, you move the ball forward on good issues. When you attack the bad things they start doing or the directions they start taking, you're able to push them back in course correction. So you don't get your ball and throw a fit and go home or take your toys and leave the sandbox or throw the baby out with the bathwater. This is just common sense. You stay on the attack. You press this massive beachhead we're expanding. But at the same time, you don't listen to the neocon spin doctors and all the rest of them that just say you're a panican if you criticize anything coming out of Trump, because they want to silence his real constituents in the grassroots so the establishment can come into that vacuum. There is a war over the control of the Trump administration. And I said that before he got reelected. I said he would be reelected in a massive landslide. It will look like a moderate landslide. He will win the popular and the electoral college. And I was right. And I said he will announce, and he's the winner at 1:27. 3.5 hours before it happened. I just don't know why I just threw that in there as well. But the point is, also said in the next few nights there'll be an attack on a major concert about 10 o'clock at night, 2 days before the Vegas attack. I just also get these little bloop, 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 and usually I ignore them. I go, why am I being, you know, I don't like hear a voice saying, say this. I just get this, this is true. I need to say it. And I do it, and God gives me these messages, the little added final piece, most of it's just research, to try to stop it from happening. Like, I had a whole bunch of dreams in April and May of last year that they were going to shoot Trump at a public event outside and that they were going to blow up his airplane with a surface-to-air missile and blame it on Iran before anybody was saying that. And that they were going to sew plastic explosives thinly into a female reporter's purse that's trusted and blow the bulkhead out on Trump Force One. And I came on air and said, I mean, these dreams are intense. And it's also, get up. Lay there in the bed like 2:45 in the morning. I don't need to pee. Why am I awake? Get up. Go to the bathroom. Turn your phone on now. Okay. And it's this feeling. It's never wrong. Turn the phone on. I told this, this was the fourth time it happened in like 1 week. And it was different times each night. And I go, okay. It says 4 a.m. You just told me 4 a.m. Phone boots up. 4 a.m. goes, now, just so you know, this is instant thought. It's not like it's speaking. It's like instant. Start counting from 15 down now. And it will flip to 401 exactly. It's like, zzz. I go, all right. And I'm sitting there. 14, 13, 12, 11, and the voice in my mind, or it's more like it's an imprint. Make sure it's one Mississippi, two Mississippi, and would this be right? And I go, one, bloop, 401. And I went, all right, I'm going to get coffee, sat in the kitchen table, and just said, okay, what is it? And it's like, well, you know what it is. I've been having the dreams, service to air missiles, showing plastic explosives in a purse, and shooting him in a rally. Get on air and say, do not go to rallies and watch people on the plane for plastic explosives sewn in and service to air missiles will claim are smuggled in through Mexico, and then Iran's going to shoot his plane down, but it's not going to be Iran. It's going to be the CIA. So I came on air, and we can go find those shows. You've seen them, and I started saying that. You can go see me come on at 10 o'clock at night and say, Trump will announce he's the winner at 1:27. I didn't say what time zone. And then I'd forgotten later, like, hey, come back from break. It's 1:27. He's walking on the stage. And he sure enough does it before it flips to 1:28. You all saw that. So there's this added thing to it. And it is God. Call it space aliens, whatever you think it is. I'm being communicated truthful information to. It's not me. I'm just a channel. We are all transceivers. And, but it's more than just general demands and messages. It's also discernment and understanding. When I ask the Holy Spirit, well, I can't exactly figure all of this out. What is it? And it's like, you already know, dummy. They're going to recycle all the lies about Trump from 2016, like Melania's a hooker that worked for Epstein. So go on air and say that's why that's going to come out. And sure enough, 2 weeks later, they start saying it, that it's in there. And now they had to all, it's just like, guys, this is not me, okay? I have to do the research so I have all the data points so I understand when I get the messages, or it's just kind of a feeling and intuition. But when you have all the temporal third dimensional data, then you're given the final ingredient to be able to understand it. And everybody has these intuitions. And, you get messages from God and you get messages from the devil. That's the old classic thing in the cartoons of an angel on one shoulder and a devil on the other.
Devil on the left, angel on the right. There's no mistake who I'll be with tonight. Well, I don't want to be with the devil tonight. No, I have before.
So, I'm just starting the broadcast with that information so that people who watched that and heard that and remembered that understand that. A lot of people see those clips and they go, we know you're one of them. We're going to kill you. We're going to arrest you. I saw videos this week of that. How this son of a bitch is a CIA agent. That's the average CIA agent is totally compartmentalized. They can't even find their ass with both hands. It's like the average FBI agent or anybody. The idea that government has some secret magic knowledge on general issues, they keep government totally compartmentalized so the good people in it and the bad people don't all have enough knowledge to know what their higher-ups are doing so they can't. Good guys can't expose it, and bad guys can't blackmail. Real intel is real research at the ground level, and then a historical understanding and a political understanding. That's how you make real decisions. That's how you know real information. So you're asking, where am I going with this? For everything that Trump does wrong, we need to talk about it and be honest about it and try to correct it. But we also have a responsibility to cover the good things that are happening and to promote that and make sure it all gets finished and done, and also realize what the other guys are up to and what they're promising to do. So you don't have to endorse the Trump administration and say you're mindless and can do whatever they say. That's the opposite of what I want. But you've also got to realize that obviously God spared Trump. Obviously God's given Trump the strength to get through all this. And he's doing incredible things. I mean, they got 20 to 30 million illegals in the last census. It's like about 27 million. They can't get the exact number, but that's what they think is apportioned in there. That's 25 to 30 seats in Congress for Democrats. And they want the new census to come in and get even more, and it's game over. So Trump's launching the new census early, which he can do, and they're going into the old census, and they're pulling the illegals out. There's going to be court battles over that, and they're starting to rewrite the districts in places like California and New York and Texas, and the Democrats are flipping out, and that's just a moderate first start. It's total fraud on record. The Democrats are all over the TV going, well, we need all these illegals to stay here, these migrants, because they're going to get us more seats in Congress in the congressional apportionment in the census. I can show you congresswomen and men and state reps and New York. I mean, they don't hide it, folks. So Trump's putting in judges 500 times better than what the Democrats would put in. They're not perfect, but we're getting a lot of good rulings out of the Supreme Court. Trump's banning the damn ugly, evil windmills everywhere that take more carbon to build than energy they produce. I mean, it's just giant scams. He's dismantling Planned Parenthood, is shutting down all over the damn country. I mean, I'm sitting here today with dozens and dozens of super awesome things the Trump administration is doing and that RFK Jr. is doing and the rest of it. And I would be a pessimistic, spoiled brat pill if I didn't get up here and celebrate this and say thank God for this. And that's my point. And we're seeing criminal grand juries impaneled on Jack Smith and Obama and Hillary and all the rest of them. And they're all getting subpoenaed on Russiagate. And they have real grand juries. That means the DOJ is seeking indictments. They don't panel those unless the DOJ and the prosecutors are seeking indictments. That's new. And then all these people, Kyle Serafin spotlighted, he just spotlighted more to me today, he's about to expose, that are literally the ringwraith henchmen of Obama and Hillary and the globalists, the deep state, and then they're getting fired. And people say, well, that's not enough. I want them arrested. Well, guess what? That's getting geared up. They've got criminal investigations of Jack Smith and the FBI agents. And the FBI guy they just fired wouldn't turn over the names of the people that rigged J6, same folks, we know who some of them are, from the Whitmer kidnapping thing in Michigan, and then on the day of J6 and after, and the law firm that started the lawsuits against me that's connected to Senator Blumenthal out of Connecticut, that's the law firm representing those agents. The very lawyer, Chris Matty. see who we're dealing with? The FBI went and created those lawsuits. This is big. And then I see how mentally ill, I got an example here, just a spot point. I saw the Kyle Serafin full interview from yesterday. I was just looking at some of the comments, thinking, oh, there might be something valuable here. And I saw a bunch of Q people going, Q says this isn't true. Q says Serafin's bad. Well, what the hell is Q? Is that written on the bathroom wall somewhere? And then I went on this one Q person's feed, and they were bitching like a week ago about the FBI agent that is flying the plane for Kash Patel, who was high level in the raid on Mar-a-Lago, and the person is calling for that guy's arrest. Kyle Serafin's on, the guy that first exposed it, now got him fired, and they're calling him a traitor with an image of Bongino flipping him off, saying, we're going to put you in jail, Kyle Serafin. So here they are going, oh, look, we need to fire this FBI agent on the Mar-a-Lago raid. And then they're so mentally ill and so ignorant that on their timeline a week ago or a couple of days ago, they're like, oh, look, this FBI agent flew the plane and is flying the plane for the director. And then his boss refuses to fire him and says, well, you better watch out. We've been listening to you for 7 months on the plane. Obviously, it looks like a type of blackmail. Kash Patel finally fires a bunch of them. And then the Q people don't even recognize that it's Kyle Serafin that broke this the second day of the Trump administration and has put himself at risk and is exposing it all. And then they put an image of Bongino flipping him off, which isn't real, and say, we're going to put you in jail, Kyle Serafin. So you're not allowed to expose corruption in the FBI and get people fired. And when Kash Patel does the right thing and gets people fired at his own risk, then they want to bash him to feel powerful. And so these mentally ill people then say he's a traitor when he's the one that got him fired. So they celebrate the firing and then attack the guy that got him fired and say, you're going to jail, you attack the FBI. And again, that's on the one end of total mental illness. Question nothing out of the administration. Question none of the cabinet people. Question none of the directors or deputy directors. Just whatever they say, do. And if you even warn them about something, you're a traitor. That's on one end of total cuckoo land. JFK Jr. is going to show back up at Dealey Plaza and 2,000 lunatics show up. Of course, he didn't show up. And they go to Vegas hotels and somebody gets up and doesn't even look like him. They go, look, it's him. I mean, and then you've got the other end over here. Nothing Trump does is good. He's a total tyrant. He's the scum of the earth. He's betrayed us all. It's all over. Slit your wrist. Pour gasoline on yourself. Burn yourself up. Give up. Stop fighting. It's all over. So I'm going to get into all the news now, the good, the bad, and the ugly. But, I mean, Trump's gotten a lot of really good people in. He's doing a way better job than he did 8 years ago. And I am very thankful to God for this. And I'm also very thankful that my gut level intuition and the evidence I have was right. It's nothing real on Trump. That's why the Democrats now don't actually want all this stuff released. But it's too late. The Republicans are subpoenaing and all. So they've just pushed Trump to demand on the Russiagate and all the rest of it and the stealing of 2020 with the Chi-Coms, with the FBI and CIA working with them, and the Mar-a-Lago raid, all of that is a continuation, and now the grand juries are impaneled, and now we've gone from zero chance of indictments of deep staters, as I said in the first administration, I was the one being criticized as being negative by the Q-tards and everybody. And I told you, Hillary's not at Gitmo. Oh, none of that stuff's true. Now people are so sick of that and have no faith that now when I tell you that I've talked to high-level prosecutors and they've been green-lit to build the cases and go after them, and I'm talking to these people, and some of them I've known a long time, and people are like, yeah, all right, we've been hearing that for 8 years. Yeah, and I was telling you before when there was no shot at it. Now there's a big shot. If we hold the administration's feet to the fire, and I mean the people in it, not Trump, he wants it as bad as anybody, He knows they're coming after him when he gets out of office. He knows if the deep state's not decapitated politically, we're all screwed, including him, first in line. This has got to happen. This is a different climate. This is a different situation now. Now, they're going to threaten these grand juries behind the scenes, the deep state is. People are like, really, they do that? They spy on the Senate Intelligence Committee. And the armed service, it comes out all the time, the CIA illegally spies on these people. That's why nobody wants to go after the DOJ and CIA, because the DOJ previously and the CIA previously spy on every member of Congress. They got live analysts listening to everything they do, going through all their emails. They got AI sifting through it, saying, this is interesting, that's interesting, telling them connections to other people. Didn't pay your taxes right, even on accident. Cheating on your wife, cheating on your husband, whatever it is. And so, yeah, this is a big nut to crack. But we're getting more and more people that have courage like MTG. She said, listen, I don't want any foreign aid. I want America first. And I'm against giving all these billions to Israel to sit there and displace the Gazans. This is not our lane. And they came out and called her disgusting, and the Israel lobby's attacking her. And she's not coming back at them with hate. She just says, you're wrong, and she's a hero, and that's the way you do it. She supports the good stuff Trump does and says, I love Trump, overall loyal. We're going to keep him on the straight and narrow, and we're going to support other people getting into state office, local office, and federal office that are like MTG. And we're getting more and more good people in there. I'm meeting with a Congress lady next Tuesday, but here in Austin. But the point is, there's a lot of strategy going on and a lot of exciting things. And we should look at how far we've come as a benchmark since Ron Paul first got in Congress back in the mid-'80s for only one term. He got back in 96. I helped put him in. And let's just use him as a benchmark in, like, you know, 1984. How far have we come since then? How far have we come since I got on the air in 1994? 1% of people knew about this stuff. It's 30, 40% now have a pretty good grasp. It's growing, and we're having big victories. They're pulling mercury out of the shots. They just banned all the mRNA, and they'll try more scams, try to come back. But the point is, we're in the fight now, folks. We're in a tug of war. Before, we were in a coma, drooling. No, we are in the battle. The war is on, baby. The globalists are holding on by their fingernails, sliding back. We're winning. We have the initiative. And so if you think things aren't moving quick enough for you now, well, that's because a lot of you just kind of woke up. And this isn't like you pull into Wendy's and 3 minutes later you got a double cheeseburger and fries and a soft drink. This isn't like pulling into the gas station and pumping up and you're done in 5 minutes. This is a long-term cultural battle up against quadrillions of dollars used against us. All the NGOs, the operations, their minions, the drugging of the population, all of it, the spiritual blight. There is a Christian renaissance all over the world, not just here. There are populist renaissances and patriots getting elected everywhere, and they're coming in with censorship and arresting the winners and, you know, everything else. And the front runners, and that just makes people wake up even faster. If you look at things in the scale of time, we're moving very quickly to dismantle this globalist system. So much so, we guys are talking about what are we replacing it with. Now, speaking of that, Trump's going for the jugular on this census issue and the illegal aliens creating all these new districts for Democrats. They're going to lose 20, 25, maybe 30 seats with this new census. That act alone is devastating.
Might as well go to the alexjonesstore.com and get this methylene blue. And I'm not exaggerating when I say this is the best product you guys have ever had. It's just absolutely fantastic.
It's insane.
It'll take me an hour to explain why. Just go and buy it. I'm expecting 2 bottles tomorrow.
Absolutely. I want to tell the audience a little bit about what to experience on Methylene Blue. I know we've talked about it incessantly. We've had basically every guest take it. We've run ad after ad after ad for it. Talk to your doctor, but as long as you're not on SSRIs, this could be the best thing that you've ever taken. A lot of stuff that's good for you. You take it, and it is good for you, but you don't necessarily feel it. Take B12 every single day. You might not necessarily feel it. Maybe if it builds up in your system, you'll start noticing that you have more energy and you're getting sick less often. I understand, but Methylene Blue is one of the few products over the counter out there that you will physically feel within 30 minutes, unless you have supernatural mitochondria health. And it's not just the way that your body feels, even though there are sensations. It's the way that your state of mind completely changes. It doesn't make you a different person. You just realize that your thoughts are more organized, that a veil is lifted, that you have clarity of focus, that you have more energy, but you're not jittery, that there's no crash, that you could still go to sleep if you wanted to, but you don't feel like you're falling asleep every single day. I mean, Methylene Blue is something that I will take for the rest of my life. And you can look into all the studies and the conversations from RFK Jr. to Mel Gibson to Chase Hughes. They've done studies on the effects of Methylene Blue where people take it and then they do red light therapy and the benefits are just absolutely astounding. You're absorbing more oxygen. Your mitochondria are totally fired up. Your body is absorbing more energy from the sun itself. It's like super chlorophyll for a human body. And you'll feel better. And you'll feel the hot blood running through your veins. And you'll understand that you're focused, that you have more energy, and you won't be jittery. And there isn't a come down. It helps your body absorb more of the oxygen that you breathe in. Literally the stuff that life is made of. Isn't it said in Genesis that God breathed life into Adam? Well, this makes you be able to make the most out of God's breath into you. And look, our whole purpose on this earth is to honor God. We are his creation. And so what better way to honor him than becoming the best versions of ourselves? It's called self-actualization. When you actually become all you can potentially become. And our bodily health is part of that. Our intellectual health, our mind health is part of that. And then the good that we do in the world is part of that. And so by going to thealexjonesstore.com right now and getting Methylene Blue, you're fighting for your body and your mind and for humanity at the same time. You're doing what God calls all of us to do. Methylene Blue will be one of the best decisions that you ever make.
I was hoping you had some of the Alex Jones ones. How is Alex?
He's great. He lost a lot of weight.
I saw he's getting like, yeah, he's ready for the next
big. My friend
big.
Sean Johnson's training him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he gets up every morning. He works out for hours. He's lost, I think he's lost 70 pounds at this point. Hmm. He looks fantastic, man.
Yeah.
He looks fantastic. He looks like he's 20 years younger. People think, this is really funny because, you know, his whole business is conspiracy theories. So it's a conspiracy that Alex has been replaced.
Yeah, yeah.
But listen, folks, that's real Alex. I've watched every step of the way, and my friend trains him. So I can tell you for a fact, that is the real Alex Jones. Quit drinking, quit eating bad food. He's eating healthy food now. He works out every day. It's like no Ozempic, no bullshit, no shortcuts. He did it the right way. He looks great.
You find it all at thealexjonesstore.com, and it funds the most hardcore patriot organization worldwide, absolutely devastating the globalists in our peaceful information war.
Holy sh! He was right about every step of the way.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
15 years in the academy, it's like no cadet they ever seen. A man so hard his brain bleeds. When he speaks, he never said it twice. They call him judge, his last name is Dread. So break the law and you run up dead. Truth and justice, what he's fighting for. Don't trust the man, he is a law.
All right, so let's get into some of the really good news before I get into the new virus freak out the Chi-Coms are trying to launch and so much more. And then some really hilarious stuff. CBS host worries Trump's push for space superiority could lead to colonialism on the moon. And he was serious. you have to be moving into a third world country, a more advanced civilization, and taking over the resources and the government of a population to be a colonialist. I mean, the level of ignorance. They're worried we'll colonize the moon. What are we going to, are we going to steal the land from the Moonies? I guess when we get Mars bases, will we be stealing it from the Martians? Will that be colonialism too? I mean, it's just, you cannot underestimate how stupid a lot of people are and how uneducated and just completely illiterate they are about general things. I mean, this is bonker town. But that's what they wanted with Common Core and the rest of it. 2 + 2 = 7. No, it didn't. They went and re-edited 1990s Bill Nye, the science guy, shows to get rid of X and Y chromosome segments. It's like 1984. O'Brien tells Winston, you know, we can suspend gravity with our mathematics if we want and, you know, tell you it doesn't exist. It's just, it's unbelievable. So we'll be getting to that in a moment. We were on the phone with our big sponsor, Bigley, this morning up in Arkansas. Great people. And it was their idea to have a VIP. If you're a VIP, you get any of the supplements, any of the t-shirts, any of the ball caps, buy one, get one free. And it's been a successful sale. But then they call up this morning and they go, well, we've done the numbers. This is basically not making any money. And I said, yeah, some of your sales are too good. I mean, with the t-shirts and stuff, there's only, you know, 50% markup on a t-shirt. I mean, these things cost just nice fabric, nice printing, everything. Like an XXL is like 15, 16 bucks. You're selling it for 30. And then you buy one, get one free. That's not making any money. But I had said, because I've been too busy and we haven't come up with new sales, I just said, extend it again through the weekend. They said, okay, yesterday. This morning, I'm not mad at them. I'm just telling you what's going on. They're like, we need to pull this. And I said, let's just keep it through the weekend, but I'm going to explain this to listeners. That's why I'll go along with these sales they do that are, some of them lost leaders, because overall it works out, because most people that ever get the supplements, like the Methylene Blue or the Irish Sea Moss, the Shilajit, or the turmeric, they get it again because it works so good. But if we're running sales all the time, it just doesn't matter because there's not enough money coming in. So that's the paradox with these sales. It brings in a bunch of money, but very little profit. So that's how good this deal is. So the way we get around that is, for those of you that really want to support the fight, not just get incredible products, there are three or four shirts on there that have markup that are $45 instead of $30. So we make $15, like the new limited edition, murdered out, black on black with the American flag on the right shoulder, InfoWars. There's also the red one on navy blue that's so popular. Wow, that's a fundraiser shirt, I guess at $35, if you're a member. So I guess we make $5, $6 on that. If it's at XXL, we make money on like a small. Those are like $12 before you even print them. The point is these are great deals. We need the funds. The new limited edition tactical battle dagger is amazing with the high-tech, super awesome attachments and sheath and the beautiful collector box. We need funds. We're fighting the globalists at point blank range. And they got a receivership hearing with Judge Warren Gamble that ran the Texas show trial next week to send the sheriffs here. I get it could be within days next Wednesday to shut us down. And I'm sure we'll get lots of funds then once we're shut down. Be like, oh God, he really did need help. Oh yeah. They got to make stuff up. Not crying wolf. We have been battling and battling and barely surviving. They've turned the internet off here before. They had a fake sale to Bloomberg's front group. Remember all that? And it was because we didn't give up and the crew didn't give up. And when I told the crew, no, we're going to beat this, don't go. And I stayed here and slept here a couple times. That we're still here. And because you bought the products, we had enough money for lawyers to go battle it and beat it. So everybody listening needs to get off the fence, get off the bench, get up at the plate, and needs to go become a VIP. $30 a month, see it as a donation. You get $40 each month to spend in the store, sales on top of everything, special deals, special offers just to you. It's insane. And then if you really just want to support and you don't want methylene blue or turmeric, you're crazy if you don't, or Ultimate Life Force, the best cardiovascular spike protein detox. I mean, it is the best. When I say that, you know, just like my info is the best, it's the best. Everybody should be taking it, whether you took the shot or not. Almost everybody's got spike protein in them. And then this stuff knocks it out for a while, it comes back. So it's something you take a few times a year. I mean, this is the world we're in, folks, and God gave us things to counter all this. We took the two top, best-selling, top-rated formulas made by scientists and then horse-pilled it and put them all together, made sure it was okay with that stuff together, had it all checked by scientists and people and then doctors, and they said, yeah. I mean, it's the best. Ultimate Life Force is the best. Cardiovascular health, heart health, spike protein detoxer. Every man, woman, and child should take at least one regimen of it and see how you feel. It does dramatic things. We have the strongest turmeric. You should get it. And I got a lot of news to cover. I won't sit here and beat a dead horse, but the news we get out is so powerful, and it's that less than 1% of people that buy stuff at thealexjonesstore.com that make all this possible. So I'm asking the 99% of you to understand this fight is your fight. They want us off the air because they want to shut down focal points of organizations that hold the Trump administration's feet to the fire and warn Trump and warn his advisors and have a big effect and big pull, as the administrations have said and as the Democrats have said, because they've come after Trump, they've sued Trump, they've had their operatives in there, and they see our stuff everywhere, and it's there. Trump watches the show, you name it, calls them after the show, oh, great job. The point is that we have major pull. That means you have major pull. So those of you that have bought the products and love them, thank you. Those of you that have sat on the fence, you're basically working for the bad guys by doing that. Like, you know all this is going on. You know we're under attack. You know we're defending you and ourselves together collectively. What are you doing? And again, if they shut down InfoWars, InfoWarsStore.com and all that, and close the building and all that, they don't get the AlexJonesStore.com because I don't own that. Bigly is a well-established company with a lot of other clients. That's what they do for shows. Build them shopping carts and run them and handle it all in a sponsor. I don't own any of it. I don't even tell them most of these sales. They come up with themselves. I'm not a rocket scientist, but I can do the math. I'm like, that didn't really make any money. They're like, you're right. It's not making money. Stop. I'm just like, well, the point is that it does, because people get hooked on the stuff because it works so good. But I've got to get you to make that little step to go do it. Everybody, just go to the AlexJonesStore.com and spin on the bench. It's such an easy decision. Your first step into a wider world, and get the Ultra Methylene Blue. Talk to a physician first. It's really strong. Get the Irish Sea Moss. Go get a t-shirt. They're beautiful. The best designs. Get a Gulf of America shirt. Get a fundraiser shirt. But step into the zone of history. And understand that you are the key. You are the variable. You are the Paul Revere's. You are the resistance. And this dog don't hunt without you. Thank you. Now, there's another sale on top of sales, because this has been sold out. And I didn't know this. You can get our ultimate turmeric formula, 95% cumin, the strongest out there, with the concentrated ginger and black pepper that supercharges it, anti-inflammatory, antioxidant, supports brain health. Just goes on and on. You can get that right now for 50% off if you become a subscriber. And then it locks in at 50% off any future order in your subscription, and you can cancel for free anytime. It's the same thing with being a VIP. You can go be a VIP for $30 a month and then get $40 to spend each month at the store the minute you do it. If you're going to buy anything, you should do that. And then you can cancel if you don't want to do it later. That's fine, but I'm asking you not to. Commit $30 a month. In fact, it'd be dumb, but if you want to go spend $30 a month in the store and just let your credits build up $40 each month at some point, that's fine. But I'd rather you get the products and see how great they work, because then you're going to spend a lot more money there. And I can do a lot more with that. And whether we end up saving InfoWars here, it's all coming to a head, or whatever happens, or the new backup network that I don't know and they can't shut down, it doesn't matter, because then they're just going to attack me personally. They can try, but they're not going to be able to do anything with the new folks that are going to own the company and the stuff with Bigly. And so then at that point, it's just me being attacked. And the funds then will be able to go to more hosts, more reporters, more crew. And I want to go at least 19 hours a day, and I'll be the news director. And then they're just going to harass me forever. They've said in court, we don't want any money. We don't want a settlement. We just want a receiver appointed to harass him for the rest of his life with non-dischargeable debts, even though I went through bankruptcy. They said maximum pain. I played the clips. We want to hurt him for doing nothing. When they raised hundreds of millions of dollars off my name, playing victim, saying I did things to these people I never did. It's all run by the FBI, the CIA, Democratic Party on record. And there are criminal investigations into it. I'm not holding my breath. We got major civil stuff going and more coming. And we in the civil area, they're cooked. I got famous litigators that, you know, have won major cases against the biggest media groups out there. And they are not happy now. I mean, I got like Ben Brooks does not hardly lose any cases. And he represents government cities. You know, Dallas Cowboys, sues TMZ, wins. I mean, you know, he said, I mean, he cannot, he's never, and he's old. He's, looks like Thomas Jefferson. He's never seen anything that even approaches this. They put in the rulings in Texas and Connecticut things I said in the rulings I never said. He went to the shows, to the transcripts, and it's the opposite. He told me, he says he's never been so obsessed with a case this big. And I mean, he's won major cases, you know, like against Whataburger and you name it, you know, with one of their biggest franchises, big famous one, the big merger and all that. He says I can't stop working on it. He lives over by his office is by my house. I can go over there at midnight. He's in there with all these people and just stacks of everything. He's just like, I mean, the stuff we're about to bring out is devastating. You think the stuff you've seen is bad? It's devastating. And compared to how much these lawyers are working, they're charging me about a third of what all my past lawyers did, and I'm getting success. My other lawyer is recognized as one of the top bankruptcy lawyers. He's represented, you know, major $50 million companies in one. And he's never seen anything like it. Shelby Jordan. Because they've gone into everything. They've gone into every facet of my life, every facet of these people, every facet. And then they were the ones who were like, did you know the Justice Department sends these people money directly? Did you know that then the law firm bills right after the Justice Department pays the money to the foundation? Did you know? No, just they find more. And the new stuff we're not bringing out yet, it is thermal nuclear. And that's why they brought on the law firm Wilkie Farr with Kamala Harris's husband. Paul Weiss, that's the main Democrat law firm that got sanctioned and admitted to illegal activity against Trump and agreed to pay $40 million in restitution. And that's a major scandal. So I said I get to the news. I'm just giving you a little update on InfoWars. That's where we are right now. And so I need you to understand the bad guys don't want this broadcast on air. So share the articles, share the videos, share the reports, share the live feeds. That's what they hate. They can't stand it. But back to what I said earlier and forgot to get into. Went in April and May, I went on air and said they're going to shoot down Trump's plane with a surface terror missile out of Mexico that they say the Iranians had. Later, they said that months later. They're going to try to kill him at an open air event soon. He shouldn't be doing open air events. Remember all that? They play the clips. And they're going to sew plastic explosives into like a woman's purse or something on the plane. I literally had a vision of this. And I can tell you, the FBI listens to my things on this. They've called me about these things. I've been under investigation when I called the Vegas thing 2 days before. I said it'll be at 10 o'clock at night at a big outdoor concert. That was just, I had the FBI hostage rescue team call me. So as soon as I did that, they flipped out. They were acting like they were going to settle and all this other stuff. And they came in with the U.S. trustee and the CRO. They said, they're really mad about what you're saying on air, what you're doing. They want you off right now. We're closing the doors. And that was before the fake auction they tried. And the judge fired the U.S. trustee and the CRO after that on that June 14th hearing. And then I later talked to people that talked to them, and they were like, well, what's he saying about you? Well, really nothing. It's what he's doing. And the Democrats heard me, surface-to-air missile. I'm not saying these lawyers know that, or they're plaintiffs. They get the call from on high. You know, remember, Biden was still in. And I'm on air laying out their whole plan, and then they're going to try to kill him at an outdoor event. You remember I did that like every day, and I said, I'm having dreams. You got to listen to me. God told me this. Have the archivists find that. Started doing it in April and May. And they came in here in late May with armed security and said, get out. I said, where's the court order? And then the security company was like, well, I got this lawyer, says they're with the Justice Department, and they're saying, we don't need that. We're ordering you to do it. And they said, we're not doing it. They go, well, we're over the company. We said kick them out. And I was telling him, I said, I'm going to call the police to have the security company. He goes, no, I'm understanding. She's just telling me I got to do this. And it was because the CIA and the FBI are like, this son of a bitch is psychic. It's not me. It's God. How the hell does he know? Get him. They were like, what the hell? We're about to try to take Trump out in Butler. Coming up in a few weeks, and this son of a goblin won't shut up. That's the level of this, people. And God's been telling me to, you know, do this more, and it's kind of embarrassing. Not even, it's just weird. And I'm like, fine, next time you want me to do it, I'll do it. But then half the time I'm sitting there, I'm like, I'm just not going to blurt this out. And I've got to just learn to do it, like I did on election night. Trump will win 3.5 hours before. He will come out and announce he's won at 1:27. And he did. So I'm telling you, there's big stuff going on here, people. And we need to be on the air to the maximum audience so that when I get the tap on the shoulder from the Holy Spirit, or when I get literally almost slapped around by it, like, wake up. Turn your phone on. It's going to be this time. 4 times in 1 week, the exact time, because I don't keep my phone on. And I like to put it in the bathroom by the bedroom. And again, unless I'm on the trip, I don't keep an alarm clock. I don't like, you know, there's not a clock in my bedroom. And I've told this story a million times. It's true, but you heard what I said. So I know God's real because this stuff happens to me. I had dreams about planes flying in the World Trade Center. I told you that back 24 years ago. So it's happening. And I need to be on air for the other important junctions and points, because now the president listens, the government listens, other governments listen, and they know that 99% of the time when it comes to stuff like this, I'm on the money. And again, I said they're going to try to kill him for sure. You could see the political desperation anyways. And I said, he shouldn't be outdoors. That's common sense. But I went further. I said, God told me they're going to try to kill him in the next 2 months outdoors. And I literally saw images of him outside. I said that. And I saw images of a woman reporter with a black purse with plastic explosives sewn in. She didn't know. And service-to-air missile smuggled in out of Mexico. Remember the shows where I would go, service-to-air missile, 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 service-to-air missile. I mean, on and on and on. Because he didn't have anti-missile defense systems on Trump Force One. And right after my flip out, they went and demanded the Air Force give it to them, and it took them a few months, but they got it because they had to have planes that follow them with it. And of course, that's a no-brainer anyways. But I wasn't focused on it. I had to literally be woken up by the Holy Spirit, an angel, whatever you want to call it, 4 times. Because I was having dreams of this stuff, and I wasn't acting on it. So, yeah, that's when they flipped out again. They're like, what the hell? Who is this person? Well, I'll tell you this. You're jacked into your daddy old Scratch, the snake, the dragon, and I'm jacked into the other power source. And we need the public to start praying more, and you can reach out to God, and God can give you discernment as well. But that said, the discernment I have is that Trump was put in there by God, imperfect, just as you see in the Bible and history, and it's all part of God's larger plan, and we are to watch Trump and watch the traitors around him and put pressure on him and not be in a cult, but back the good he does, resist any bad, overall it's good, 95%, And that is what the Holy Spirit tells me to do. Because I've been praying even more since this fiasco kicked off 35 days ago with the Epstein thing. And I have been accurate. I said it within a week. And they have been doing the Melania thing for 2 weeks. So about a week and a half before they come out with Melania, you know, was implying she's a hooker and, you know, put in there by Epstein. None of that was true. It was recycled. That was common sense. But nobody else said that first. So that'll be one of the fake things in the file. Now we know that is there. Now they're all having to apologize and retract because they're going to sue their asses off. That's why Trump was so pissed. Part of it, as I told you first, the archivist found one of the times I did it. I did it at least a week and a half before this, but the archivist did a great job. Here's the clip from July 18th. Stop. And what he said is totally true, but it took him a week to explain it after this all broke 12, 13 days ago. He'd just say, oh, there's nothing there. It's all BS. Just move on. And at first, it's the memo, and I go, no, that's Trump, guys. And they go, no, it's Bondi. She screwed up. I'm like, no, it's Trump. Days later, yeah, it's me. And I'm like, well, you're telling people don't look at something. That's going to make them go look at it. And then last Sunday, he goes, guys, they've had the file, the Democrats have, Comey, Brennan, Clapper, the same people. It's the same crap. And they put a bunch of lies in there. And I said, okay, well, let's see what those are. And it's going to be the Jane Does that turned out to be fake. That's going to be the finale in the next few weeks, I predict, because I'm exposing it. They might change. Probably not, though. But it's going to be Melania was with Epstein with no proof. That's coming. But here's the most ridiculous thing. They're using from the data scoop that Marine Comey got, because remember, Dad's controlling the real file. And they only put in their stuff that limits Epstein and Maxwell to themselves. It's a cleanup operation. Then they use the investigation to scoop everything up. And then they put little poison pills in there, little time bombs. Like, ooh, there's a letter for Epstein's 50th birthday signed by Trump with a drawing of a naked lady. And then, ooh, there's another source. Oh, look, there's this picture of that Trump drew with his signature, and you can look at it, and it's not even, see, it's fake, and Trump's never been known to draw pictures, and he's going to sue over that. But the point is that that's what they got. Oh, hi, Epstein, happy birthday, our little secret. And that is the level of their desperation. The stuff that they've salted in there, saying your wife was a prostitute that Epstein controlled and that he introduced him to you, which has already been done and we know isn't true. And oh, the three or four or five Jane Does that turned out to be totally fake that we know have been recycled through there. But I want to find the earlier one. But that's, I said it before they tried that. All right, we'll start the next hour. I'll get to the incredible good news on the census, taking the illegals off the rolls, and so much more next hour.
Just got in my Methylene Blue, Ultra Methylene Blue, USP grade, from thealexjonesstore.com. And I've heard all the rants and raves about this. I'm real interested to see how I'm going to feel. I'm going to do a third dropper and then some water right now. And I am going to see, yeah, that's plenty. Maybe that's a little bit more. I'm going to mix this up. And pretty excited to see how this is going to work. So after I fully drink this, I will let everybody know the effects of, hopefully, of what is the unlimited power. What's going on, Xers? Jay Rocket here. Just giving y'all an update. It's been an hour past. Doing the one dropper of the Ultra Methylene Blue USB grade on the AlexJonesStore.com. Currently at the gym right now. And it's hard to explain what I feel, other than I do feel the mental clarity. I don't have any cloudy thoughts. My focus seems relaxed, but very on point. And the energy kind of feels clean, no jittery, things like that. I haven't really felt any tingling or anything. Maybe if I'll even probably take an extra dropper next time. This is on an empty stomach as well. So definitely feel just cool, calm, and collected.
but very focused, very centralized. It's a very calm Zen feeling. So if you haven't gotten to try this stuff yet, y'all need to go to the alexjonesstore.com and get your methylene blue today.